Shalom Aleichem. Today on Mishnah Yomi, we are learning chapter 3 of Shavuot, Mishnayot 8 and 9. Yesterday, we wrapped up Shavuot Bitui, oaths of declaration, such as, I swear I will eat. It's a declaration. We mentioned Shavuot Shav, an oath made in vain. So now Mishnah Chet, Eize hi Shavuot Shav. What is this vain oath? Nishba l'shanut et hayadua la'adam. He's making an oath to change what is known to other people to be true. In the Kehati, he says, Yadua is if at least three people know what's going on, or it's obvious what's going on. For example, the Mishnah says, Amar la'amud shel evan shu shel zahav. He's pointing to a column made of stone. Everyone can see it's stone. And he makes an oath that this is gold. So we know that's not true. Vala'ish shu isha, or he's talking about a man. He says, woman, vala'isha, she ish, or vice versa. Now, in today's age and times, it's important that I recount something Rabbi Silber says, is Rabbi Silber tells us the halakha is the halakha. The halakha does not change, but if there are people in the community, individuals we know that have challenges, that are struggling to find an identity or companionship, the halakha remains the same, but in no way does it attack or undermine the dignity of these individuals, and it's very hard for us to understand their challenges, and it requires a great deal of sensitivity and patience on our part. The Mishnah goes on, Nishbal Davar She'ef Shar, or he makes an oath about something impossible. He says, for example, Im lo ra'iti gamal shel proyach ba'avir. He's making an oath, for example, he's saying, I'm banning benefit of every food in the world on myself if I did not see a camel flying through the air. And he's not talking about on an airplane. So he's trying to make a shvuah about something that is quite impossible. Or he says, Im lo ra'iti nachash kekorat beit habad. He says, I'm making everything forbidden for me to eat if I didn't see a snake as large as the beam of the olive press. And that beam, recall we talked about in Zerayim, was really huge. It was really quite massive because it had to be heavy to squish the olives or grapes. Now the Mishnah brings another variation. Amar le'edim, a man said to the witnesses. These are witnesses who have testimony in their head that could help him out in Bezdin, in Beitin. Bo'u heiduni, please come and testify for me in court. And they, one of them says, Shavua shalo Ne'idcha, I'm making an oath, I will not be made, I will not testify on your behalf. This is also a shvuat shav, because he's nishba levatalat mitzvah, he's making a shvuat to violate a commandment. There's a commandment in the Torah that if somebody knows testimony, he has to go to court and help you out. That's at the beginning of Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 5. Similarly, the Mishnah adds, shalo lasot sukkah, he makes a shvuah, he's not going to build a sukkah for sukkahs, shalo lito lulav, he's not going to pick up the lulav and etrog, the four species on the holiday of Sukkot, shalo haniach tefillin, or he's not going to put on tefillin on a weekday. These are also a vain oath, and this Mishnah concludes, zohi shvuat shav, this is the vain oath, shehayavin al zedono makot, if someone does this on purpose, they could get lashed by the court, vashugata potter, but if it's unintentionally violated, then they are not punished. Now Mishnah Tet is going to bring a variation of a shvuat shav. He says, shvua she'ochel kikarzu, I'm making an oath, I will eat this loaf of bread, and immediately after he says, shvua shaloach leina, I'm making an oath, I will not eat this. So the Mishnah explains, Harishona, that first oath, Shvuat Bitui, an oath of expression, as we learned about so far in this chapter, Vashniya, Shvuat Shav, and the second oath, the opposite of a first oath, is a Shvuat Shav. Acholo, therefore, if he actually goes and eats it, Avar al Shvuat Shav, he has breached the Shvuat Shav, which is Pater, but really he should not have made such a Shvuat. Lo Acholo, if he never eats it, Avar al Shvuat Bitui. He's violated his shvuah of expression that he would be eating the loaf. Yishar kochachem tizku le mitzvot.